Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with us a word I deem very important for those of us who are living now. Those of us who believe that God has translated us from the dominion of darkness and has put us into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus Christ. You see, I want us to exalt what Jesus Christ came on earth and came to do for us. It's important for us to exalt Jesus because he is the man from heaven. Hallelujah. Every other person is of the earth, but he is the heavenly man. So he is in a bracket of his own. He is in his own class. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you about the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit in you. You know, there are three main ways that the Holy Spirit has related with mankind. The first way is that he has come to be with us before. He has come to be with us. In the book of Genesis chapter 6 or so, the Bible says, "My spirit shall not strive with man because his days is short." Okay, actually, in a Hebrew is the word abide. My spirit shall not abide with man for long because his days are short. So the Holy Spirit has been with us throughout the history of mankind. And then afterwards, he came to be upon us. So the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was mainly upon humans, specifically upon the prophet, the priest, and the king at various times. Mostly, we see more of the prophets. So, the Holy Spirit being upon the prophets have resulted in they working a lot of miracles. So, in the Old Testament, we see many miracles. It's because the Holy Spirit was upon or on, O-N, humans. But this wasn't good enough for God. The Holy Spirit being with us, the Holy Spirit being upon us, was not good enough for God. God wanted the ultimate for us. Because the Holy Spirit being upon us, for example, although makes us work miracles, but you see that in the character of the people who worked the miracles with the Holy Spirit upon them, we don't see more of God in their character. We see more of the works of God, more of the miracles of God, but the person of God was almost difficult to see. So God wanted something perfect, something which he will call the ultimate in the relationship of the Holy Spirit with human beings. So the Holy Spirit being with us and being upon us was purely a temporary arrangement. Even now, if the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it's on a temporary basis. Is that right? The reason for the Holy Spirit being with us and the Holy Spirit being upon us is that he ultimately wants to be in us. And that is what Jesus Christ brought to us. That is what Jesus Christ introduced the Holy Spirit to, so to speak. So that he experienced being in in us, in humanity, in human beings. Hallelujah. So I want you to see the reason for the Holy Spirit upon. It is for what? Ultimately, for the Holy Spirit to be in us. It is ultimately for the Holy Spirit to come and reside in us. Hallelujah. So God was not satisfied, and he brought his son Jesus Christ. And in the book of John chapter 14, let's read that scripture. John chapter 14, Jesus Christ said that the Holy Spirit was going to be in us. The Holy Spirit was going to be in us. John chapter number 14, and then verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Okay? That he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So you see that Jesus said the Holy Spirit, he is going to be with you, but ultimately he is going to be in you. He dwells with you in the person of Jesus, and he is going to be in you forever. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit being upon and being with us is not the best of God for us. He wants the ultimate. Which is the ultimate? The Holy Spirit being in us. But the unfortunate thing, especially for some believers of this generation, the Holy Spirit being in them means nothing, really. They don't focus on it. They don't cherish it. Whereas it's the ultimate of God, it is really not a big deal for them. What is a big deal for them is the Holy Spirit being upon them, for obvious reasons. Because they want to do miracles. And miracles is very sensational. Eh? Miracles is very spectacular. And human as we are, we like the spectacular. Wonderful. And I want you to understand that God wants us to experience the spectacular. He wants us to experience the miraculous in a certain way. I call it the kingdom way. Hallelujah. So, Jesus Christ said the Holy Spirit was going to be in us. And what he did was to take us to the very beginning in the relationship of the Holy Spirit with us. Because in his relationship with mankind, the Holy Spirit was first of all, breathed into the nostrils of man. So the Holy Spirit in the beginning was in man. It was when man fell that our days became short, and the Holy Spirit left being in us to be with us. Genesis chapter 6. And then later on, the Holy Spirit came to be upon us for the working of miracles. But Jesus, who is the ultimate person, came to take us to the beginning, to take us to our original relationship with the Holy Spirit, which is what? The Holy Spirit being in us, as in the first kingdom era. This is important because for you to experience kingdom life on this earth, you need to relate with the Holy Spirit in the way that he firstly related with mankind in the garden. He was living inside of Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. It is important for us to not to relegate to the ground living in us. Because the spectacular, because the Holy Spirit living in us, as we said, you get to know that he introduces us to the spectacular, but in a kingdom manner. not just the works of God that we will show, but we show also the character of God. Because now He is living inside of us. If you want to live out the common life, then you be a master of the Holy Spirit within. Because if you don't, and you rather try the Holy Spirit upon, you are taking yourself back to the days of old. You are taking yourself back to the Old Testament, where the Spirit of God will come upon the prophets and they will prophesy. But there is something like that. Can we all say better? We have a better covenant that Jesus Christ brought us. And in that better covenant, ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to see the ultimate. The ultimate person, Jesus, has come to bring the ultimate relationship He wants us to have with the Holy Spirit, and that to have the Holy Spirit within us. Hallelujah. Do you know some people say things like, well, Jesus Himself said, the Spirit of God is on me because He has anointed me to preach, to heal, and stuff like that. Yes, Jesus said it. But are you aware that Jesus was quoting from the Old Testament? Yeah, he was quoting from the book of Isaiah, which is in the Old Testament. That is why He said that the Holy Spirit is upon me. Hallelujah. And we are learning that the Holy Spirit being upon is a stepping stone to the Holy Spirit being within. Hallelujah. It is important for us to get this thing. Wow. Jesus said that because Jesus Himself lived under the law. So the Holy Spirit will be upon Him. But the ultimate is what? The Holy Spirit being within us. So God said in Jeremiah 1:31 that He is going to do a new covenant, not after the old. He says, and now I am going to dwell with them. I am going to write my laws in their heart. I am going to give them a heart of flesh. And I'm going to put my spirit within them. And I am going to forgive their iniquities and not remember it anymore. Hallelujah. So that is what I want us to understand, that the Holy Spirit wants to be inside of us, within us. Let's not go back to the days of the prophets. Let us glorify what Jesus has done, taking us to the ultimate, the Holy Spirit being with us. Somebody says that, what is the difference? The Holy Spirit within you is talking about the Holy Spirit being with you, being one with you. Hallelujah. If you read the book of John chapter 3, Jesus Christ said that the wind, referring to the Holy Spirit, blows where it wants. You hear the sound of it, you cannot tell where it's coming from or where it is going. And He said, so is he who is born of the Holy Spirit. In other words, if you are born of the Holy Spirit, you are like the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You have the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. You have the character of the Holy Spirit. He is not just upon you for works, but to exhibit His character in your life, apart from empowering you to do the works. You see, when the Holy Spirit is within you, you don't need Him to be with you, because within you is better than with you. Hallelujah. If I am within you, isn't it better than I am with you? It's far better. If I am upon you and I am within you, which one is better? For closeness, within you is better, not so? Yeah, far better than upon, because that's external. Actually, now, if you read anywhere in the scripture where it says the Holy Spirit is with, the Holy Spirit moves from within us. When you read about the Holy Spirit upon, it is from within us. So the ultimate is what? The Holy Spirit being within us. The ultimate is what Jesus Christ brought to us. The ultimate is what we must focus our lives upon. The Holy Spirit being within you is talking about closeness, intimacy. He wants to have intimacy with you. The person who is within you has more intimacy than the person who is upon you or with you. Not so. So Jesus saying that the Holy Spirit is with you, but he is going to be in you, the ultimate. He means that he wants to have a certain oneness with you, which was not like that in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not really, in the sense of the word, within the prophets. It was only upon them. We have the privilege of the Holy Spirit being within us, which is the ultimate.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. I want you, believers of the kingdom of God now, to focus on the Holy Spirit within and glorify the reason why Jesus said, I'm going to the Father and I'll bring you the Holy Spirit to be within you. Okay? I want to spend the rest of the time, I want us to look at the benefits we get when the Holy Spirit within us is our focus. The benefits we get. The first one is in Colossians chapter 3 and then Ephesians chapter 3 and then verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3 and then verse 20. The Bible says over there that now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works upon us. Is that what the Bible is saying? It says, according to the power that is working where? With you. No, that's not what the Bible is saying. The Bible is talking about God supplying our needs. God answering our prayers. He does it not by the anointing upon you. He does it not by the Holy Spirit being with you, but by the Holy Spirit within you. The Holy Spirit in you. He does what? Exceedingly, abundantly, super abundantly supplying what you ask, answering your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, in the kingdom arrangement of Jesus, our prayers are answered from within us. I'll say it again. In the kingdom arrangement of Jesus, our prayers are answered according. Can we all say according? According to the power in us. If believers understand this, they will cherish what Jesus Christ did for us. They will see it as a very big deal. They will see it as a great love he has shown for us. If he is okay with the Holy Spirit being upon us, why should he say that I will let him live in you? Because there is something that we lack if we do not focus on the Holy Spirit within us, but we rather focus on the Holy Spirit on us. We call it in modern parlance, the anointing upon our life. Ladies and gentlemen, the anointing is in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Spirit is in you for what? So that your prayers can be answered. From within, your prayers are answered. It's wonderful. Let me ask you, when you are praying to God, I know some people, they look to heaven. After all, Jesus Christ looked to the sky and said, and bless the loose, you know. But that God of heaven is living where? In your heart. He is within you. So, how do you pray? You talk to God. He is not far away, ladies and gentlemen. He is as close as your breath. He cares for you. He doesn't want you to struggle. Hallelujah. He is going to do above what you ask, according to the power within you. But if you don't really cherish the power within you, but your focus is upon the power on you, on your life, we call it a modern palace. Hallelujah. We are taking ourselves back to the Old Testament. He does more than what you even ask. He supplies your needs more than what you even ask, according to the power which is within you. Hallelujah. From now onwards, when you are praying, say, Lord, I thank you. You are just so close to me. I thank you that you hear me. This is my issue, dear Lord. And I thank you, you've done it. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. According to the power within you, as you pray, I want you to know, Lord, you have put your Holy Spirit in me so that you answer my prayers. I recognize him. Hallelujah. Jesus said something in the book of John. Well, we will come to that. But I want to understand that God answers your prayer and brings about your vision. What do you think? What do you imagine when you begin to look at his presence in your life? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God could have let an angel come to live inside your heart. It's possible. Why not? There are demons who are living inside people's hearts, inside their minds, inside their bodies. Demons are there. God could have said, Michael, Angel Michael, go and live inside my children. And it would have been okay. They are spirits, we are spirits. But he said, no, I am going to live in them. I am going to dwell in them. It's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. Because God wants us to focus on what Jesus did, bringing the Holy Spirit in us. Why? So that our prayers will be answered, our needs will be supplied. Hallelujah. So do you know what God does? When you pray, God sends the answer to your prayer into you. That's how can you say, I believe I have it. The answer hits you inside before it manifests outside. If it doesn't hit you inside, it cannot manifest outside. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The second reason why Jesus brought the Holy Spirit within us, not upon us, not with us, but within us, is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. It says, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and then verse 16. It says what? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Woo! I be their God. And they shall be my people. Says that I will live in them and walk in them. The reason number two why the Holy Spirit is within you is so that he will move in you. He will move in you. Holy Spirit moves in you. And we love it. Believers of today, we love to say we want the move of the Holy Spirit. But ladies and gentlemen, that is what Jesus Christ did for us, by placing the Holy Spirit within us so that he would move in us. Where is he going to move? In us. Because if there is no movement inside you, there will be no movement outside. The Holy Ghost cannot move like we used to pray, move by your spirit. He moves in your heart. Hallelujah. Before you see his movement outside, you will see his movement in you. I love it. Because when the Holy Ghost is in me, he moves within me. There are times in my life, I notice that he is doing something. I see that he is up to something. I see it inside of me. He is up to something. The Bible says of Samson that the Spirit of God will move him at times. You know, that is moving Samson. But this time, he's living inside of us. He wasn't in Samson, so he moves within us. So deep inside, we see what God wants to do. And we see the Holy Spirit moving. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Walking is a movement. God is not inside of you by his spirit just to be quiet. He will stir you up. He will stir your spirit. Sometimes you see him just blazing a certain light to you. That follow on. Follow on. Hallelujah. You see that he is moving towards something. He is moving you to pray in a certain way, for example. You see his movements. That is why the Holy Ghost is within you. He is within you so that he will move in you. And when he moves in you, that is where we will see his movement outside in the world. His movement in the places we want the Holy Spirit to move. In the things we want the Holy Spirit to take care of. Hallelujah. I want us to look within and see the Holy Ghost Jesus has placed within us and have that closeness with him. Don't just pray and say, Lord, move during this crusade time. Is he moving in you? You must have that closeness with him. You must be able to say that he is moving inside of me. Hallelujah. And I believe when we get to the crusade grounds, he is going to move like that. He always gives us the foretaste. Not the full thing, but the foretaste within us. Within us. Hallelujah. Look at the book of John chapter 7 verse 37. Let me quote it to you. Jesus Christ said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus said, he who is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. As it is written in the scriptures, out of he that believes on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit. What is the rivers of living water that will flow out of the bellies of people who believe? He says that is the Holy Spirit. This spake he of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the rivers of living water that flows out of your belly, out of believers of Jesus. Hallelujah. So he moves in you. He walks in you. He has an intimacy with you. God told Abraham, what am I going to do which I should not tell Abraham of? I have to let him know my movement towards Sodom to go and destroy it. He moves in us. Hallelujah. He is close. He is intimate with us. And he wants his believers not to behave like people that the Holy Ghost is outside them. Like in the Old Testament. He has asked the Father, Father, let him be in my people. Not Angel Gabriel. I want you to be in them. Let's recognize it. Hallelujah. Because this is the kingdom way of ensuring the move of the Holy Spirit in your church. In the church in this end time, the Holy Spirit is not coming from heaven again. He is already in us. He is going to flow like living water to the dying world. He's going to flow out of us. Because it's already moving in us. The motion begins in us, and we know that he wants to gush out. That is how come people can be born again in a kingdom way. Because all that religion is concerned with is the outward. Religion is trying to impress outwardly, whilst the inside doesn't really correspond to the outside. Jesus said that you are whitewashed tombs. You look clean on the outside, but inside is full of dead men's bones. That's religion. Talking to the Pharisees, who knew scriptures better than us? Who fasted twice a week? I mean, who gave tithes better than you give tithes? They give tithes of the anise and the cumin. They give tithes of grains. They count it. Not like yours. Jesus said, within them, dead men's bones. You see, because religion is concerned about God move outside. The question is that, my brother, my sister, is he walking in you? Says that, this is what I've said. I will dwell in them and walk in them. And Jesus said that out of the people who believe in him will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.